Leadership File on Premier.
Welcome to the show which talks to Christian leaders about the topics that really matter. I'm Andy Peck. If you're a Christian and in the workplace, but are struggling to know how to best serve God there, well, listen up. I'm joined by Roz Turner of Transform Work UK, who is excited by the very real possibilities of workplace ministry. So, Roz, welcome to Leadership File.
Hello there, Andy.
So, tell to me about the vision of Transform Work UK.
Okay. Well, Transform Work UK has a huge vision, which is to inspire Christians to transform their workplace and the nation. And the way that we do this is to support the growth of Christian workplace groups in organisations across the UK.
Well, and that's a lot of organisations potentially.
That is a lot of organisations, and that's partly the reason why I love to be on Premier, so we can let other people know and get involved.
Okay. And how did it come about? Was there someone who sort of bore this kind of vision for this?
Yeah, a long time ago. Well, I started with this vision in 2003 with a guy called Dr. Clifford Hill, actually, Reverend Dr. Clifford Hill. And I joined an organisation called CCM, the Centre for Contemporary Ministry, over in Moggahanger Park. And he had the vision because he bought this house, Moggahanger Park, for a pound. He placed a pound over to secure the house, and then it was worth $7 million, which was a real God, you know, story, really. And then when they looked into the research, the architect of that house was Sir John Sowen, who's the architect of the Bank of England and 10 Downing Street.
Wow.
And he built that house for a guy called Henry Thornton. Now, Henry Thornton owned the Bank of England at the time. I didn't know I'd be sharing this. This is like a history lesson. And his daughter married William Wilberforce.
Wow.
And there's the connection, because William Wilberforce was part of the Clapham Saints, or the Clapham Sect, as they were known by their you know, enemies, if you like. And what did they do? They mobilised the grassroots, the Christians at the grassroots at the time, and able to change the values of the nation by getting people to sign petitions and organising people in groups. And so I started work at Moggahanger way back in 2003, looking at where are Christians and what are they doing? And we discovered that there were many professional groups like Christians in Property, the Medical Christian Fellowship, the Lawyers Christian Fellowship, meeting together. And so my job at the time was to bring those guys together, the leaders of those groups together, for meetings in the House of Commons to look at changing the values of the nation through workplace associations. And two main approaches was, can you influence your institution with Christian values, and can you share your faith at work? So that was the main essence way back the day.
And how, so you became involved by being aware a little bit of this and joining by applying for a job or something like that?
Yeah, well, I heard Clifford speak at my church, and I guess I've got people keep saying you're an evangelist, Ross, but I think, well, okay. And so I love the idea of every Christian being able to live for Jesus where he puts them. You know, it just fuels me. So when I heard this vision of encouraging and empowering Christians and enabling them to live for Jesus during the time where they, you know, the most time where they spend awake, you know, is generally in the workplace, then, you know, we'd have a different UK, whether it's in the, you know, media, politics, education, finance, you know, social work, you know, if Christians prayed for their workplaces, found other Christians and prayed together, and then asked God, what do you want us to do here to change and bring in his values, then we would definitely see a different UK. I believe that with my heart.
No, absolutely. Wow. They preach it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, leaders talk of what they call BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goals. And you clearly have big goals for your organisation.
Yes.
The kind of encouragement you're receiving so far?
Yeah, well, we've had a few bumps along the way. We're quite a small organisation. We're all volunteer based, apart from myself, and I'm just 3 days a week. And so finance is always a bit up and down. So that's one of the things. But just recently, coming back into Transform, because I left for a few years, is that we've had more volunteers come and support us. So the way that we work is that we basically grow Christian groups within organisations through diversity and equality. So I don't know if your listeners would know, but through diversity, you can have an LGBT group, which stands for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual group, or you have a BME group, which is the Black Ethnic Minority group. You can have a women's group. You can have a Christian group. And you can have a Muslim group, a Jewish group. But actually, guys, you can have a Christian group that becomes acceptable and recognised within the fabric of the organisation. It's part of that framework where you can be formally recognised and that you can have a space on your intranet. You can use their email system. You can meet together in your organisation and pray for your company formally recognised, which is completely different from a Christian group that hides away and goes, oh gosh, we're Christians, let's meet together. Because what changes is the atmosphere in the organisation, because your management now accepts that a Christian group is a bona fide part of this organisation. And then you can bring benefits, good benefits to bear for the organisation. So we are seeing many, many groups. When we started, we had a handful of Christians who were willing to give this a go. And our flagship at the time, if you like, was the BT Christian Network. And, you know, they got about 1,000 members, prayer cover 7 days a week, running alpha courses fully endorsed by the company, because they wrote down a business case document that shows the benefits of having a Christian group in the workplace alongside other groups. And so now we've seen, we've helped a number of groups over the years. So PwC, EY is a new one. One of my newest, most exciting ones, if you like, is Anglian Water. I can't mention them all, but this group, I love it, because they're just a small group, you know, and they thought, well, you know, we can be a benefit to our organisation. Why are we hiding? Why are we meeting together out of the workplace when we can meet in the workplace? And so we would help them put their business case together, go and meet with the director or the management, a manager of diversity and equality in your organisation, and to talk about it. And that's what they did. And the guy just sat back and he said, wow, this is brilliant. You are going to be the first of many diversity groups. And he said, and they had a poster, which is great. And he said, right, I want it to go through corporate. So now they've got the Anglian Water logo, and I can talk about it freely with you on the air, because it's fully endorsed by the company. So, you know, all their little bullet points are the Anglian Water teardrop. And he said, oh, I don't want you to use your Hotmail account to send the email out. I want you to use Christian Workplace Group at Anglian Water. And, you know, it's just very exciting, because now they're, if you're a new person that goes to work in the office and you're given your welcome pack, in that welcome pack it says, and we have a Christian workplace group that you can join straight away, so you can find other like-minded people and start praying together. Wow. One of the things that we love is that we say, when your very first objective is when you write your business case, is that you faithfully serve the organisation that you work for, which is why you're there, which is completely biblical, isn't it? Colossians 3:23-17, to fully work for the Lord wherever you are with all your heart. And the second one is to be open to all staff. And that's what I love as well, because a Christian workplace group isn't there just for the Christians. It's there for everyone, whether you're an atheist, a Satanist, agnostic, a Muslim, a Jewish person, you're welcome to come and hear about Jesus and hear about the Christian faith. I'll give you an example. So in one of our groups in BT, they were running the Alpha course, and there was a guy who's a Buddhist, a colleague, who didn't understand why we have chocolate eggs and chocolate bunnies, and what has that got to do with Jesus dying on a cross? So he went along, and then, you know, he didn't become a Christian, but he said, I understand the Christian faith now. And that's thanks to the BT Christian Network having the opportunity to run that course. And it's an education program for BT.
And this is typically in the lunch hour, or is it that would be, obviously it's not.
Yep. So it's in the lunch hour or it's after work. We know another group, I won't mention them on air, but they are a water organisation, another water organisation, and they run parenting courses. Not part of work time, but after work, because one of the Christians there just realised that's a lot of brokenness in families and juggling parenting and work and with divorce and things like that. And he said, you know what, it's an excellent course, a Christian-based parenting course. And he asked, can we run it? And the management said, yes, you can, but not in work time. So that's been another benefit, because the Christian group ran it together. So where there's a group, you can do more. You can have a bigger splash. So that's why I love it. It's exciting.
Wow. This is terrific to hear. Now, of course, for some time, many Christians have challenged the the Sacred Secular Divide. You'll be familiar with London Institute for Contemporary Christianity. This has been their, something of their clarion call for decades. But many churches seem to operate as if what really matters takes place on Sundays in the services. Obviously, you're beating a particular drum with the work, transforming the workplace. But why do you think there has been this kind of sacred secular divide for so long?
Great. Well, I just want to say I completely love my church. I'm very much part of my church and I love my pastorship and the groups that I'm with. And I think it's a fantastic question. If people are listening, I'd not an expert in it, but I'd want to pass you on to a guy called Neil Hudson that works for the London Institute for Contemporary Christianity. And he is having such great conversations with leaders of churches from all denominations at the moment. But I do believe it requires a different mindset. Whereas in the past, people maybe worked locally or they weren't as stressed out and as long working hours as we got today. So I live in a commutabout where people get up at half five in the morning, come into London or, you know, go up to Leeds, what have you, and work long days, stressful hours, and come back and they're zonked, you know. And so if we can encourage people to live for Jesus, and if the church can empower their people to shine for him where they spend most of their time and see and hear about the fruit that's going on. So if you're a teacher and you're praying together with other teachers in your school and you experience this kingdom come just by, you know, conversations opening up in the start from being fruitful rather than the gossip, you know, being a positive influence and feeding that back into your church leadership to show them, actually, I'm living for God, you're empowering me, but it's not here. Back at home, it's out there where God's called me to be, whether that's, you know, a financial institute or oil company, you know, all these different ones. So I do think that it's a change of a different mindset, but I do believe that's where Transform Work UK comes into its own, because, you know, we've got the gathered church on their Sunday and everyone's fired up together and we're seeing miracles happen in our churches perhaps, or in my church we are, and you know, and it's really encouraging, but then we're scattered and we're like, oh, we're on my own, I'm the only person in my office. Well, actually, you generally won't be unless you're a very small office. And that's what Transform Work UK does. It says, look, there's another Christian. Why don't you start praying together? And it's not always easy because we come from different diverse backgrounds, whether, you know, might be raving Pentecostal or, a brethren background. But actually, Jesus unites us. And when you focus on Jesus and you pray, Lord, you come in this company. We pray for righteousness in this company and integrity here. And together where there's unity, commands a blessing. So
wonderful. Wonderful. Well, you're listening to Leadership Fire with me, Andy Peck. I'm joined this week by Roz Turner. Roz works for Transform Work UK. We'll be back just after this. Welcome back to Leadership Fire with me, Andy Peck. I'm joined this week by Roz Turner. Roz works for Transform Work UK. She was talking a bit about the vision of Transform Work UK to help impact our nation by encouraging particularly Christian groups in the workplace. Christians to unite together and to, as part of the particularly overt aims of the company to unite its workforce, then you can, within legislation today, have a Christian group alongside many, many other groups. Roz, there's been highly publicised cases of Christians suffering, in quotes, discrimination for sharing their faith or standing up for their faith in the workplace, and I'm sure, you know, the media have a field day with these kind of things. Your thoughts on, you know, the kind of approaches that we can have to sharing faith in a workplace environment?
Yes, a good question. I've heard of these cases, of course, and from our point of view, we can only give you the positive feedback that and responses that we've had from managers who aren't Christians, agnostics or of a different faith, that completely welcome a Christian workplace group. Why? It's because the Christian group have engaged in a meaningful way with their employer. And they've not backed down. You know, one of our newest booklet, actually, which you can access from the homepage, is called The Formal Recognition of a Christian Workplace Group, Developing a Business Case. And at the back, there's some examples of you know, business cases, if you like, mm-hmm. from different organisations like E.ON, like BT, like Anglian Water and the Home Office. And always their first objective is to faithfully serve the organisation. The second one is to be fully, you know, a Christian, which means, you know, to live for Jesus, evangelism, that you can't have a Christian without that. Mm. And that's who we are. And but to be open to all staff. And once you walk down that line, you know, we've just seen an openness. Mm. There's a difference between, so it's important to understand diversity and equality. So diversity is celebrating the rich, diverse backgrounds of different people groups and different religions. And that's fantastic. Let's understand the Muslim religion, or let's understand the Jewish religion, or you know, homosexuals, or, you know, that their lifestyles, or, you know, people who are passionate about women, you know, let's understand. But equality means that you give each group the equal provision to share. So that's why we love it, because Christianity brings a rich, another colour. You know, it's really exciting to see what happens there. And Christianity, done in this way, helps fulfil the diversity policy within an organisation.
It's great to hear what you're saying. I'm aware that many Christians today struggle. Mm-hmm. They think that the tide has kind of churned. Mm-hmm. We've got militant atheists talking about why there is no God. We've got suspicion about the Christian message from all quarters, you know, and some of the caricatures on TV don't help the thing. And mm-hmm. so they keep quiet. They think, mm-hmm. okay, I'm going to do my church thing, and I'm going to go along to my workplace, and I don't want to let the side down. So if I start saying I'm a Christian, someone might ask me something awkward.
Right.
And so they keep quiet. Now, okay. Just talk to that for a few moments, perhaps.
Well, I'm a firm believer that when you spend time with Jesus in his presence and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you don't have to be weird. God's not weird. But when you go into your places of work and you're full of the Lord, he just spills out. Mm. You do your work well. When I worked in a scientific PR company, I had someone say to me, you're such a Christian, you're so Christian. And I was like, yay, I am a Christian. Thank you. And so she meant it for, you know, to take the mickey. And I was like, cool, thank you for recognizing that, because I was just doing my work well. You know, I wasn't, I didn't proselytize, or I didn't tell them about Jesus or anything, but I would clear the cups up. There's only 9 in our office, and wash them up. You know, I can do that and do it and do it and do it. And they're like, wow, why you keep doing that? Well, you know, and sometimes you get the opportunity to share. So another time, I was actually on a train with my director, and she said, oh, you remind me of somebody else from university. I was like, oh, was she good looking? Was she funny? You know, ha ha. And she said, oh, no, she had a faith like you've got a faith. And then opened up a conversation. It's not that I had told her necessarily about Jesus or anything before, but there's ways to let your light shine, which is really exciting. But I would say, you know, expect it. Jesus said, I'm sending you out as sheep amongst wolves. You know, he said, you know, they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. You know, he said, love your enemies, do good to those. I remember saying to one of the girls that phoned me, said, terrible time in my workplace, and she shared the situation. I said, just love. You know, love your enemies, do good to those that hate you. That's what Jesus says. And you'll be burning coals on their heads. But you know what happens is that they come back to you. Mm. They trust you. You then, because of your lifestyle, become that person of peace. You become that person of trust that they come and share with you. Mm. And then those opportunities come. So on an individual basis, you can. It's the way that you do it. Yeah. And I think it's love in action. But then Transform Work UK is all about the groups. And then as a group together, you can do so much. Mm. I know there's a group in a financial organisation who all went to work suited and booted. And at lunchtime, they got changed into their jeans. And so their colleagues were like, what's going on? And then they went and painted a shed for a charity and came back a little bit painted up and everything, and then changed back into their work clothes. And they didn't say anything. Mm. people started asking them the questions. And that was just before Easter. And they said, look, we're the part of the Christian group here. Why don't you come and hear about why we did it? Mm. And then they were able to share the gospel and people chose to go. You know, one of the exciting groups that I love is Christians in Government UK. I don't know if you've heard about them before. So Trevor Payne, who works for Transform Work UK, he used to chair Christians in Government UK and was handed the baton on by another guy before him. And they're the umbrella organisation for Christian workplace groups in the Cabinet Office, in DEFRA, in HMRC, so all the government departments. And so there's all these little prayer groups and people coming together to fellowship and support each other. And then together they put on the Whitehall-wide carol service in Westminster Abbey, nearly 2,000 people. They had to do two services this year, in 2014, because so many people went. And you're invited because you're a civil servant, like you and I couldn't go. You have to work for government to go. And you get to hear the gospel. You get to sing the Christmas carols. And on the back of that, they run alpha courses. So this year, I think it was March the 25th. When was that? Yesterday? Yeah. And they had their Easter service. And I'm yet to hear how that went. But again, it's another opportunity that because Christians are standing up, saying we can do something together in the workplace and invite our colleagues. So it's really exciting to hear what's going on.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful to hear. And, you know, I think that sense that your life has to show, you know, that you, even if you are keeping quiet, actually you're saying something.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, and you're obviously not urging folk to waste, in quotes, government time
or whoever
your employer is evangelizing. That's really not what we're about.
That's right.
And hence the upfrontness of what you're doing, which is terrific. So, I mean, you've mentioned already some of the challenges financial going forward. Mm-hmm. That would be one of the key challenges, I guess. Other things?
Yeah. So the other things are manpower as well. You know, we're a small outfit, if you like, and we'd love to have people on board who are brilliant web guys, you know, web design. We'd love a responsive website and some admin staff as well. But the more ambassadors that we have, so the role of ambassador is to basically phone up a leader of a workplace group, whether they're in a government or a multinational organisation that are running a Christian workplace group, and just say, hey, how's it going? What are you celebrating in your group? What are your challenges? How can I help? And I've just heard time and time again, people say to me, Roz, just you being on the end of the phone encourages me that you're praying for us. So on a Wednesday afternoon, Transform UK has, we have prayer warriors and we meet together to pray into specific workplace situations that come straight from the leaders of the groups. It's a confidential prayer time where people have asked us to pray for specific things. And so we love doing that. So I'd love to grow the prayer stuff, but I'd love to grow the ambassador role, because the more ambassadors, the more support we can give the leaders who sometimes feel quite isolated on their own. It's sometimes hard. You know, you might have, you know, 10 people that turn up one week, 2 people that turn up another week. Sometimes the leader is the only one on their own. And I say, just keep going, just keep praying, praying, God, your presence come, your kingdom come, your will be done here. And it's really exciting when you get the feedback. I mean, for example, I'll just tell you a little story. Right now in Ealing Borough Council, they've got a Christianity Awareness Week. Mm. And that's a number of groups that meet at different times. Christian workplace groups that meet in different times in that borough are coming together to put on this Christianity Awareness Week. But it's not always easy. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into that outside of work time, because they want to work hard for their organisation, first of all. But the organisation, see, this is brilliant. Yeah, tell us, you know, lots of different faiths and people of non-faith here. So... We'd more manpower, more money, but also, you know, if you're out there and you're part of a Christian workplace group and you're not on the Transform Work UK website, well, please go and add your group, because the more on there, the more we can support, and the more it encourages other people to know that they're not on their own, they're part of a bigger movement. Mm. So, you know, I just encourage you to, you know, add your group. And then I'd say, you know, start a group. If you're thinking out there, gosh, I'm on my own and I know a few Christians, I don't really know how to do it. We've got some really great resources, step-by-step models to help you start a Christian workplace group. So
the website address would be?
It's www.transformworkuk.org.
Okay.
And you just type Transform Work into Google. It should come up straight away, actually. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, we'll put the website link on the website. when people can listen to this again, as they want to do, I'm sure. So wonderful, Ros, to sense your enthusiasm for this. I mean, it is indeed, if we could grow this across the UK, then it would indeed transform and storm our nation. So thank you for sharing so warmly. And if you're listening and you've been interested in this, do go to the Transform Work UK website. Sign up, get involved, volunteer, and you know, we can do this together. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Leadership File with me, Andy Pett. This was Ros Turner, was my guest. She's of Transform Work UK. And do log on to Premier's website and listen to archived versions of the Leadership File and by going to the website. And look forward to your company again next Sunday at 3:30. So thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to The Leadership File on Premier. Andy Peck serves as a tutor at CWR, a Christian charity whose courses and publications aim to apply God's word to everyday life. Contact him via email apeck@cwr.org.uk.